Sunday is William Shakespeare's birthday. The Royal Shakespeare Company is beginning a year-long complete works festival. They start with Romeo and Juliet, which is on stage now, and end with King Lear in March of next year, performing every work ever written by the Bard, including his sonnets and several plays inspired by Shakespeare's. Joining us from Stratford-upon-Avon is Deborah Shaw, the Complete Works Festival Director for the Royal Shakespeare Company. Ms. Shaw, thanks very much for being with us.
It's a great pleasure, Scott. Thank you.
How many plays are you putting on next year?
We thought we were putting on 37 because we were sticking with the first folio number, but we kind of got a bit overexcited and we seem to have ended up with 54, and the balloon flight and the scientific experiment and some films.
Oh, my word. Now, how does that compare with the ordinary raft of offerings?
A normal year, I guess we'd have sort of 10 to 12, something like that. But we're doing about 15 different productions and projects, and then we've got lots of friends coming to help.
Yeah, well, that's what we want to talk about. We'll explain first that some of them are going to be on the main stage, some in the courtyard, some in the Swan.
That's right. I think all through the festival we've got about 9 different venues, from the church where Shakespeare's buried, where there's going to be a production of Henry VIII. So I think there might be some bone spinning in that
yes.
one.
Yes. Ooh.
But our main performance spaces are the RST, the Swan Theatre, and then the theatre that we've just built called the Courtyard.
One production of each play or more than that?
We did start out for one, but occasionally there were projects that were just too interesting to pass up on. So, for example, Michael Boyd, the artistic director, is doing Richard III as part of his 8-play history cycle that will go on for 2 years, but that launches in the complete work. Mm-hmm. And then I was talking to Suleiman Al-Bassam, who's a very exciting young Anglo-Kuwaiti director. And all through the Saddam's era, really, he was in Kuwait recording the television programs that were coming out of Iraq from just over the border. And the whole way that Saddam was creating himself as an Arab hero, the idea of doing a Richard III early days of Saddam project was just so interesting from this really exciting young director who writes both in English and in Arabic, and he's doing it with this Arabic company. You know, we thought, well, those two are so different, and actually, why don't we put them on at the same time so that audiences can really get the experience of both of those once-in-a-lifetime opportunities.
And companies from all over the world, Berlin, Chicago, Iraq. How did you find them?
Well, I've been traveling around a bit in the past 18 months, but it hasn't been like a kind of supermarket sweep. You know, it's actually been going to visit artists that we're excited by, that we might know already or that we want to know, and then just saying, what would you really like to do? And then fitting it all together in a kind of Rubik's Cube kind of way.
I got to ask about the Tiny Ninja Theater.
Yes, from New York. Dov Weinstein is a fantastic puppeteer, and he developed the Tiny Ninja Theatre Company. And they use those little sort of dime plastic figures of Tiny Ninja and other characters, Mr. Smiley Face and things like that. But he does a whole Shakespeare, and you either have a pinhole camera showing close-ups, or the audience gets opera glasses to look at it. And Hamlet will be doing having its premiere in Stratford-on-Avon later this year. And I'm reliably informed that Ophelia drowns in a glass of water. It's wild and it's fun, but it's also, I think it's got a serious thing behind it without being too serious about it. It does make you listen to the language because you're looking at these little tiny plastic figures who don't move and you're investing them with these great tragic figures and it's done through words.
Now, why is this suddenly coming about? It's not like Shakespeare's 800th birthday or something, right?
It's more about where we are in the life of the company at this moment. It's celebratory, but it's also got a serious purpose of exploring how Shakespeare is performed in a contemporary setting, what he means to different cultures, what he means to different areas of the art form, and kind of looking at the landscape of classical theatre at this point, from Ninagawa, a legendary Japanese director, through to, you know, the Tiny Ninjas.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful year, Ms. Shaw.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Deborah Shaw is the Royal Shakespeare Company's Complete Works Festival Director, speaking from, of course, Stratford.